This is Health First with Dave Fuller, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're talking about earthing, and we're talking with Martin Zucker, who has written the book Earthing. And Martin, you know, in the book you talk about the benefits of earthing. Can people get the benefits of earthing just by sitting with their feet on the ground? And do you have any stories about what people have noticed just with that?
Yeah, in fact, we tell the skeptics to just go outside if they have a backyard, or if they're near a park, or if they're near a the ocean and a beach. Just to you can sit out in your backyard, put your bare feet on the grass, and sit there for a half an hour, 40 minutes. If you have some stress or some pain, just note the level of that stress or pain at the beginning. And then note how it's improved at the end of a half an hour or 40 minutes. That's about the period of time that we believe that a healing reaction starts to develop in the body. And a part of this healing reaction is the fact that grounding the body in this way transfers electrons from the earth. They're as I mentioned before, they're present and omnipresent on the surface of the earth in virtually limitless number. And these electrons come into the body because the body is a conductor, and the earth is a conductor, and the body is a conductor, and so there can be a transfer of these electrons from a source of greater concentration, the earth, to a source of lesser concentration, the human body. And once in the body, these electrons are distributed through various channels. We're not quite sure the precise transportation mode, but they get into the body, and these electrons, we believe, that neutralize the free radicals that are involved in inflammation. And inflammation causes pain, and inflammation is involved, as I mentioned a few moments ago, in many, many common chronic conditions. So you sit there for a half an hour, 40 minutes, you're getting an influx of these electrons, and you are basically having a healing treatment. And many people can feel this. Grounding, it's the concept is very common in the electrical world, where all electrical systems are grounded. In your own studio, all your electrical equipment runs better because it's stabilized by contact with the earth. And so the discovery here, what makes this discovery of earthing so significant, so important, is that the same effect, the same stabilization effect, occurs in the human body. The energy comes in from the earth, and it stabilizes the countless systems involved in your body's circuitry that are running it bioelectrically. And it's this bioelectrical activity that really precedes the biochemical activity of the body. It stokes the biochemical activity. And so the benefits from earthing are systemic because it affects the whole body. And we see people who benefit in dramatic ways, as well as those in a more slow and subtle way. But it's a natural switch that's being turned on in the body, because this is the way bodies operated in contact with the earth throughout time.
Martin, one of the things you mentioned early on in the show is that in Canada, you know, we can't be outside grounding ourselves most of the year because there's snow on the ground, or you know, it's too wet and cold. What are the alternatives, and what can we do?
The alternatives, as I mentioned, are conductive sheets, mats. You can put the sheet on your bed, and you connect it with a wire, you snap a wire onto this special sheet that has silver fibers, and you snap a wire on, and then you plug the other end of that cord into the ground port of a power outlet. You're not, it's not running by electricity. It's running, you're connecting it to the earth, because that third hole in the power outlet is what is the grounding, is the grounding port. That's what, that's, and there's a wire in there that connected to a ground rod, either a house or an office building. It's connected to a ground rod that's been sunk into the ground. And so that ground rod is connecting, it's connecting the electrical system in the house, stabilizing it to the earth. So when you put you connect the wire into that power outlet, into the ground port of that power outlet, you're picking up the earth's energy. You're picking up all those electrons. You're picking up a plus other things that, that we're not quite sure what else is in there. But you're basically picking up an energy package from the earth that stabilizes the electrical system in your house and or your office, and it also stabilizes your physiology. And this is what the research is showing.
I've seen on the internet grounding shoes. What's with those? Do you know anything about them?
Yeah, these are shoes that have been made. They're mostly sandals or even flip flops that have perhaps have a carbon-loaded rubber soles. The carbon is what makes them conductive. So your barefoot placed, it acts as a connector between the earth and your foot. So if you're walking outside on a conductive surface, which would be soil, gravel, rock, sand, concrete, for the most part. But not wood or vinyl or glass. Those are not conductive surfaces. You'll be picking up the energy from the earth through these shoes. As far as I know, they don't have any winter shoes that are grounded yet. More winter.
What, now you mentioned that wood is not conductive. Why is that?
It's not a, wood is not a conductor.
Hmm. So
it doesn't have conducting. It doesn't. You can't move electricity through it.
So it's not conducive to grounding. You, I'm not sure if it's you or a company, one of the companies that maybe that you know of, sells an earthing kit. Tell us, do you know anything about that and how that could help people?
This is earthing.com, which is Clint Ober's company that he developed to provide people. First, he needed to provide reliable grounding systems that could be used for the research, and then as a result of these studies that he set up, people started asking to have these products, and they wanted to use them because they were feeling the results. They could see, or their mother, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, somebody in the family had been involved and got great results, and so word of mouth. So he's been, over the years, been refining these products, and as I mentioned, they include sheets that have silver fibers in them that are connected to the earth by either plugging into that ground port or by using a designated ground rod. You can just connect directly to a ground rod outside, run the wire under a window or a door, and you're connected to the earth. He's also developed mats that you can put under your desk. If you're, for instance, working at a computer, you can put it under your desk and put your bare feet on there. Or there's bands you can put around your wrist or your ankle. And there's also electrode patches that are like the patches used in EKG testing. And you can put them on your foot. You can put them on your palm of your hand. You can put them any place where you have local pain. If you have an arthritic knee or tendonitis someplace, you can put a patch on that spot or adjacent to it, and you bring those electrons into the body locally, and they can do their healing work of neutralizing the free radicals that are involved in inflammation. They can do that on a quicker local level that way. So there's different ways of using these earthing products. They all work. They all connect you to the earth, and they're available at earthing.com.
Martin, tell us the most remarkable story you've heard using earthing, because some people listening might think this is just pie in the sky stuff, but the Tour de France riders were using it. There's been some pretty big studies. There's some pretty important things that have happened with this.
Yeah, the skepticism is fine. I totally understand it. We have to prove that this is something significant and real. And there's been about a dozen and a half studies so far that have shown that there's real changes in the physiology the instant you connect to the earth. And I mentioned one, which was the blood flow study. Perhaps the Tour de France is the most dramatic group experiment involving earthing. And in that experiment, Jeff Spencer, who's a Southern California top sports chiropractor, worked with the American cycling team in 2003 to 2005, and then again in 2007, grounded them. That is, after their day's races, they slept in beds that had earthing sheets. He put patches on them when they got injured, and they experienced much less tendonitis, much more energy, and also a better attitude. The Tour de France is probably the most grueling sports event in the world, equivalent of running three marathons a day, and it wipes out these athletes. And earthing was found to be a way in which that they could get through their performances with more energy the next day as a result of being connected to the earth. So it was an extraordinary experiment.
Martin, it's been fascinating. Maybe for people that just jumped in on the interview, why don't you just summarize what we've been talking about today and then tell people where they can find the book?
Yeah, the book is called Earthing, The Most Important Health Discovery Ever. It's available in Canada at Chapters and certainly through Amazon.com and probably many local bookstores. Earthing simply means connecting to the earth's natural negative surface charge by being barefoot outside or in bare skin contact with conductive sheets or mats or bands, patches while you sleep, relax, or work indoors. And it sounds like a simple concept, but it has profound impact on the physiology. And the research is beginning to show, there's been about 15 studies now that show that there's a profound change and influence on the physiology, on brain activity, on blood flow, on inflammation by being connected to the earth. And most of us in our modern advanced society, we're not connected. We wear rubber and plastic-soled shoes, which insulate us from the energy on the surface of the earth, the energy that we evolved with and that we are now disconnected from. And as a result, we believe that this is contributing to the steep rise in inflammatory-related chronic illnesses, as well as inflammation, as well as insomnia. That's typical in our society.
Martin, thanks for coming on the show. It's been fascinating.
You bet, Dave. Thank you for having me.
The book again is called Earthing, and it's published by Basic Health. And like Martin said, it can be found on Amazon or in many bookstores. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Deborah Gilboa. She's a medical doctor. We're going to be talking about raising children.